Okay, this man, we're beginning with Simon Reish Beis, where Simon Reish Beis is dealing with the dinim of Berchas Ha'ilon, fruit that grow on a tree. Simon Reish Gimel has a lot of very similar halachis, but Reish Gimel is dealing with Peiris Ha'aretz, Bari Priyat and Bari Priyat Adam. And one of the inyanim that we're going to have to figure out is what defines something as a priya adama. It's not just something simple that grows on a tree or that grows on the ground. We'll see in the beginning of Reish Gimel different halachas where you can have something that's growing on a tree and still a bari priya adama, like bananas. You have pineapples, different types of fruits, or what about something that grows on a bush or shoots? Do we consider it aretz or we consider it ilon? So that's something which we'll discuss more in the beginning of Simon Reish Gimel. We need to be magder. What's pre? Pre ha'adama, pre ha'etz. What's considered the pre? There's different parts of a pre. There's the main part of a pre, and sometimes we have plants which is the secondary part to the pre. For example, the seeds. You have sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds. The main part of the fruit, lechayr, is the fruit itself. What about the seeds? The peels. If one would eat the peels, orange peels, or some other types of peels that one may eat, if you eat the peels separate, what bracha do you make on those peels? So these are ideas that we're going to have to pick up through Simon Reish Beis. What is pre? Another nidin? If you have a pre that's not fully grown, it's not fully ripe yet, at what point is it called pre? If it's not at its stage of pre, it's not a pre yet. The Bir Halacha over here on Bari Priya 8 says something meridic. He says, "Va'af gav de gedula min ha'aretz le'ratzu le'paitram be'berchas priyaretz." He's bothered with a question. Every fruit that grows on a tree is somewhat coming from the adama. The tree is nourishing from the ground. The fruit is on a tree, but the tree is nourishing from the ground. So why do we say a bracha bari priya eitz? To say bari priya adama, all produce which grows from the ground. Says the Bir Halacha, le'ratzu le'paitram be'berchas priya aretz. Chazal did not want to patter you with a bari priya aretz, kishar peri aretz, mitach shem chashuvim be'yaiser. There's something more chashiv about a fruit that grows on a tree than a cucumber that grows on the ground. And because it has that chashivas, which we have to understand what that chashivas is, what's the chashivas about a pri ha'ilon over a pri ha'aretz? Is it that the taste? Is it that it tastes better? Is it that it's higher up, so it's easier to get to, you don't have to bend down? Is it because it takes more work, so it's more, the more you work on something, the more chashiv it is to you? Is it because it's less common? What exactly is the chashivus of a priya ilan over a priya adama? But there is a chashivus to it. And because of that chashivus, kavu brachum yuchedes. It received its own bracha. For what purpose? Lahazkir shvachay shamakayim shebara peris chashuvim keila. So when I make a bari priya eitz, what's going through my mind is I'm b'mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm praising Him and I'm thanking Him for creating this chashiva produce of an apple, of a pear. Something which is more chashiv than a priya adama. And that's why Chazal gave it its miyuchadik bracha. That is the idea of brachas. If we take a look in the Suya in Periketza Mevarchim, the first Amud, so the Mishnah starts off with Ketza Mevarchim. What bracha? How do you make a bracha? What bracha do we make on fruit? Peres Elam, Peres Haaretz. And the Gemara goes on with a sugya over here about what is the makar, minohani mili, the Gemara starts off. How do we know that one has to make a bracha rishayna? We're starting halacha with the assumption that we need to make a bracha rishayna. How do we know that you need to make a bracha rishayna? From where do we know? Is there a makar in the Torah for bracha rishayna? So the Gemara goes on with some psukim, trying to see if we can learn from a pasuk. And then the Gemara comes out the maskana with a svara. What's the svara? Asa loyla adam shiyehenem in ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha. It's asa for a person to benefit from this world without a bracha. There's an isser over here. There's an isser to benefit from this world without first making a bracha. Taisvis over here points out that the Gemara knew this svara even in the Havamina. It's not like we were mechadish this svara. This is a pashat svara. It should be pashat to you. It should be pashat to you that how can I eat this before I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hanah that I'm about to have. The Gemara was just looking for, can we find a makar in the Torah to it? That was the shakutai of the Gemara. But the svara is a pashat svara. To give shevach v'adoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why, for bracha rishayna, there's no shir. Bracha achrayna, there's a shir. How much do I need to eat to be chayv in bracha achrayna? But bracha rishayna, even a kolshu. Because as long as you're having hana in this world, you need to make a bracha. So I'm eating a small amount. I'm eating a big amount. Doesn't make a difference. It's a berchas anehenin. You're making a bracha on the hana that you're about to have. We find there are different types of brachas. There are berchas mitzvahs. There's berchas ri'iyah. There's berchas hanehenin. This is a bracha on the hana that you're about to have. Berchas areach. Berchas areach is if I'm about to smell something which I enjoy the smell. It's also, we make a bracha on that. The Rishonim ask, why don't we make a bracha on music? It's also enjoyable. I take a geshmaka shower. It's also enjoyable. I feel good afterwards. Why don't we make a bracha on that? So Rishonim say the gedah to the takana of Berachas Nehenin was a hana which is teicha guf. It's within me. Reach, the neshama is nehenin from it. Food, you feel good after you eat. Music is an outside hana that they were not misakin a bracha on. But the bracha is for the hana that the guf is being nehenna from. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara tells us over here that if someone eats without a bracha, he's ma'al. There's a dim me'ila. Kilu ma'al. He was ma'al. Now what's me'ila? Me'ila is by hektish. If someone's nehenna from something of hektish, Hanav Shavapruta, but he's Nehenna. It's a form of Gezel. It's a form of Gezel. The fact that you were Nehenna from something that belongs Hektish, you were Oiva Me'ila, you were Oiva Gezel. And there's a carbon Me'ila. There's a carbon that one needs to bring. The Gemara tells us over here that someone who ate without a bracha, he was Oiva Me'ila. The Rabbeinu Yonah learns Kipshuta, Yechaiva carbon Me'ila. Yechaiva Me'ila. And the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, one who eats without a bracha is geizel, ki'ilu geizel la HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your bracha. You're not giving him the bracha that you owe him. You're stealing from Knesset Yisrael because, Rashi says, because Knesset Yisrael deserves a shefa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Knesset Yisrael a shefa of bracha, a shefa of good geshmaka peiris, geshmaka food. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the world up in a way that He'll only do it if you make brachas. If you'll make a bracha, then He'll give you a shefa of peiris. So if I don't make a bracha, I'm stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm also stealing from Knesset Yisrael, that Ashba, that they could have gotten. That's why on Tu B'Shvat, There's one minig that's brought down on Tu B'Shvat, the Magen Avraham brings down, to make brachas on Peiris. What Shaykh is? Because the Gemara Hashanah tells us that on Tu B'Shvat, Rashi explains, the trees get filled with a sap, and depending on how much sap is in the trees, how much Peiris this tree is going to give off. So kafi the brachas you make on Tu B'Shvat is how much of a shefa HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashpia on this tree, which is how much fruit you will have this year. That's the bracha. So when we're learning Hilchas Brachas, the going to it, the feeling of it is how and what was Chazal Mesakin for me to be Mevarech before I eat it. The bracha is a matir. Before the bracha, it's Gezel, Me'ila, Aser. Once I make the bracha, it's matter me to eat it. Now it's matter to eat it. The Mishnah tells us later on that Val Kulam, if on all foods, if one made a shahakol niya bitvarei, is yaitza. If so, I have yaitza. I'll save you a lot of time. You don't have to learn chayef a chedek beis. Just make a shahakol and then everything. Yaitza. So why don't we just make a shahakol? So if we take a look at the Gemara here, the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says, one who's nehenu me'olam hazeh b'lo bracha ma'al, ma'ita kante, so what's the tikkun? Yelech etzel chacham, he should go to a chacham. The Gemara says, yetzel chacham, my avidle, what does that help? Ha'avidle yisura, ha'avidle, he already did the isser, what's he going to the chacham now for? Ela amarava, yelech etzel chacham me'kara, v'yalamdenu brachas. Kedesh la'yavi l'day me'ila. Rava tells us that you should go to the Chacham before you get into the question. Go to the Chacham to learn Hilchas Brachas so that you don't come to me'ila. So the Mefarshim explain that what Rav is saying over here is that it's not enough, and we'll see in the Halacha, it's brought down twice in the Ramah. We'll see it. It's not enough that I can make a shahakal to get out of a suffix. That you can't use that. Yelech etzal chacham. You have a din. You're not sure what bracha? Go learn. Go learn hilchas brachas. Go call the rav. Find out what bracha. If there's a suffix, and there's a real suffix, a suffix in halacha or a suffix in mitzias, there's a suffix over here, so then we'll use the eitz of shakal. Or if you're in a place where you can't get to a rav, you can't call a rav, you can't look up the halacha, so then you'll make a shakal. But to go l'chatchila and not learn Hilchas Brachas and rely on Shakal, that you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to do. Why? Very pashit. Because Chazal were misakin bracha prati is miuchedis, like we started off with. There's a bracha of pri adama. There's a bracha of a pri aretz. There's a bracha of Shakal for things that don't grow from the ground. Then there's a general din for when you need it, you can use Shakal. If one wants to see more about that, the Reb Leib Malin in Chedusha Rabbi Leib, he has two simanim on this whole inyan and other inyanim, which we'll discuss maybe today a little, but it's a beautiful shtickle there. So we start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph begins with the din of Yayin. Akol per se'ilam mevarach b'tchila b'bar priya eit, chutz mehayayin shemvarach ala b'bar priya gafin. Now, the halacha is that on Peiris Ha'ilan, as well, when we get to Sim Reish Gimel, we'll describe more what's considered Peiris Ha'ilan. By Priyates, the lashon is chutz for chutz min ayayin, which is the lashon in the Mishnah also, chutz min ayayin. Now, by yayin is by Priyagafin. Why is yayin by Priyagafin? Because it has a chashivas. There's a cheshivas to yayin, which it receives its own bracha. Its own bracha. Mishkanos Yaakov is medayik from the lashon of the mechaber, which similarly is the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Al peiros se'ilan huoymer by priyates chutz min hayayin." In order to say chutz, it means the yayin is be'etzem a priya ilan. Yayin is priya ilan. Just This one product of Priya Ilan has a different bracha, which is by Priya Gafin. Meaning, Paris Ilan we normally say Bari Pri Ha'etz, but Yayin is Bari Pri Agafin. That's the Lashon Chutz. Chutz is mashma two things. First of all, it's mashma that Yayin is a pre, like we say Bari Pri Agafin, it's a pre. Yayin is still a pre. Not like other juices, where the Gemara says later on that Zeya Ba'alma, other juices of other fruits. Rashi over there explains that Ein Lecha Pri Anite LeMashka. The only two peris which were grown for Mashka is Anovim and Zeisim. Grape juice or olive juice. Oil. Those are two. What Rashi is saying is that the Yayin is the Gufa Pri. The Yayin is the Pri. It's part of the Pri and is the Pri. It's Pri. So that's a chutz. Chutz is mashma, it's a pri. And number two, it's mashma that really you should say bari pri or eitz on grape juice. Just like we'll see in Sif Dalet, that on olive juice, which is oil, if one would drink oil in a way that's not going to be mazik you, but in Sif Dalet it says on oil you make a bari pri or eitz. So really the bracha on yayin should be bari pri or eitz, except what? Because of its chashivas, which, well, I have to understand what the chashivas is, we gave it a din, a new bracha of Bari Priya Gafin. So when I make the bracha Bari Priya Gafin, my attitude towards it is the appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yayin, which is something more miyuchid, a bracha which is more miyuchid than just a Bari Priya Eitz. Now, First you have to figure out if you say Ha'etz, if you Ha'etz, right? You're jumping two steps. Now, the question is, and this is a question that was being Miromis too. Well, now that it says Chutz, when we say Chutz, are we taking it out of, as Chazal gave it, it's Miyuchad Dekebracha. It said, on Yayin you make a Bari Priya Gafin. What happens if I said a bari pri eitz on yayin? Am I yaitz or not? In other words, the chazal, the chutz mean it took it out of the category of bari pri eitz, and therefore now if I make a bari pri eitz on it, I made the wrong bracha? Well, no, chutz just means we would prefer that you made a better bracha. Just like if on an apple I made a bari pri adama. So again, you didn't make it miyuchadik bracha, but you yaitz it because the maisa came from Adama. So what is the din if I said a bari pri eitz on wine? So the Magen Avraham brings down a Riha Levi that you're not yaitz kiveger. In Gilyan Hashas and Brachas of Yubeis, has Shver. Tosfos actually discusses this. Tosfos brings down a machlokes about it. The Ra'ah in Masech the Brachas, the Shittim Kubetzah, says that you yaitze b'di'evet. And it's a machlekes ha'poskim, the Taz and Simer Reish Ches, the Evin Oiz and Simer Reish Ches, the Prima Gadim, Chayadam, Kivegar, Paskin, the Yoytza. B'di'evet, your Yoytza. B'di'evet, one is Yoytza if they would say, by Priyayetz on Yayim. The Magen Avraham is Simer Reish Ches, if got the Chav Beis, argues, he brings the Bach, and the Truvus Rialevi, that you're not Yoytza. Kivegar has Shverkaitin. Kivegar says, so why is it that if I made a shahakal, right? If let's say, let me ask you a question. If let's say I said shahakal on yayin, am I yaitzu or not? So the Gemara brings 2 days. Bachlek is in the Gemara. La locha we paskin, if you said shahakal on yayin, yaitzu b'di'evin. So if Kiveg is bothered, why is making by pre-aids different? So that you have to say, and that's what Balaib talks about. That, and the Rihalevi himself speaks to that. Ria Levi himself says, shakel yoytze, because lemaisa yayin is a mashka, and on mashka on shtia we make a shakel. But by pre-eitz, it's not a pre-eitz anymore. It's no longer pre-eitz. It was taken out of pre-eitz. That's what the Ria Levi himself says. La halacha lemaisa. So it comes to halacha lemaisa. If I said shakel on yayin, I'm yoytze b'di'efet. If I say by pre-eitz, so if we take a look at the Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Beis, Sifkat and Gimel, what does he say? Ayin and Simen Reish Ches. So I turn to Reish Ches, and over there, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Brura, brings down all different days, and the Mishnah Brura says, it's a Safik Brachas Lahakal. Machlaikis, Safik Brachas Lahakal, and you Yaitse B'di'evit. So, if I made it by pre-eitz, suffer brachas d'akol. The Sharitzin over there, in Ois Samach Zayin, he's Mayrach on this, he brings down the different days, and he says like this, he says something very interesting, he says, Mashma the Eloi Hoy Messiah by Priya Gafin, the Hoy Yetzifid, yeah, brings down the different days over there. Akapanim, Safik Brachas the Hakal. What is the Chashivas of Yayin? Let's understand what's the Chashivas of Yayin, and it's important for us to understand the Chashivas of Yayin, because as we'll see, there may be many Nafkaminas, there'll be Nafkaminas. Benigeya in Halach Lemaisa. So the Gemara gives us two milas. The Gemara starts off actually with a svara, the hayil deshtani lemalyusa. When I take grapes and I make wine out of it, I just upgraded those grapes. I upgraded from being a grape to grape juice, to wine. I upgraded it. Says the Gemara Svara, that when you upgrade the food, like over here, from grapes to wine, Ishtani, the bracha also changes. Ishtani lebracha. The bracha also changes. On that, the Gemara has a kasha, that if so, the same thing should be true by Shemen Zayis. Where I take the olives and I make oil from it, also shtani lemal yusa, shtani lebracha. And yet we pask in a sif dalid that on olive oil you make a bari priyoetz. There's no special bracha for it. So the Gemara goes on to be mechalik. The Gemara says yayin is zayin, it satiates. Mishcha, which is shemen, is not zayin, it doesn't satiate. And then the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara uses the Lashem, Ella, Chamra, Sa'id, Chamra makes you feel full. And the Gemara then brings in Pas, the Gemara says, at the end says, Chamra has, wine has two milas, it's Sa'id and it's Mesameach. Sa'id and Mesameach. Sa'id satiates, Mesameach makes you excited. Brings excitement, happiness. There's a suffix in the Rishayim, if the maskana we remain with the svara of ishtani l'mayusa, ishtani l'bracha. The pashtus is that we were chayzer from it. The Gemara says, Ella, that's the pashtus. However, the Nitziv Imrei Meisada is medayik that it remains the maskana. And the emesis, Rabbeinu Yoina says the mefurish. Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, Ishtani, the maskana of the Gemara is that the reason why Yayin, and this is important as you'll see soon, Yayin is the reason why Yayin has a bracha miyuchid is because it was Ishtani. How is it Ishtani? That it's Soid Umesameach. One nafkamina is Tamarim, dates. The Gemara in the Afid Beis says that dates is Soid. If I ask you, someone ate a handful of dates, and he made Berchas HaMazin afterwards. Is he Yaitza? So the Rabbeinu Yaina says, if someone says Berchas HaMazin on dates, he was Yaitza. So why doesn't dates have a Bracham Yuchat? So you should say Bayre Pri Hadekel. Why don't we say a special bracha for it? Says the Netziv. And Emes Rabbein Yonah says in Mefurish. Because it wasn't Ishtani like an oven. It's Ishtani, but not the same like an oven. So Birchas HaMazon will work, but it doesn't have its own bracha. Okay, so we see different levels here. The Gemara gives us two milas over here for Yayin. One is Sa'id, one's Mesameach. Do we need both milas of Sa'id and Mesameach, or one of them is enough? So if the sugya of Tamara Mesmashma, and one's enough, like I just said, it's only Sa'id. And we find in the Rishayinim, the Maskana, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you need, the Rabbeinu Yonah I quoted before, you need Sa'id and Mesameach. And if we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Mishbura, Sifkat and Dalid, or Sifkat and Beis, Shulchan Acharav, they both quote, Sa'ir U Mesameach. So I need, for Yayin, to give Yayin the Miyuchad Dike Bracha, I need Sa'ir and Mesameach. Other Rishayinim only bring Sa'ir. The Meiri only brings Sa'ir, does not bring Mesameach. Because you'll take a look at the Gemara, it only needed it to be Mechag between Pas, but Sa'ir alone is enough. So now, let me ask you a question. What happens if I take the grapes and I squeeze the grapes and I have grape juice? I have grape juice. I go to the store, I buy Kedem grape juice, Choshev, Kedem grape juice. I buy grape juice, I write freshly pressed grape juice. What bracha do I make on grape juice? Do I make a Bari Priya Gafin on grape juice? So we have a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra of Tzadi Zayin Omer Alf. The Gemara over there says that if I make Kiddush on Yayin Megita, Yayin Megita is grape juice. Yayin was juice from the press. Before it turned into wine. Before it turned into wine on grape juice, the Gemara says I can make Kiddush on grape juice. The Gemara says, Soichit Adam Eshkol Anovim V'ayma Alav Kiddush. I could squeeze the anavim and make kiddush on it. Now, squeezing, agav, just squeezing means on Erev Shabbos, and you're making kiddush l'al Shabbos. Those, the Rav Avraham Chaim Noah writes in the Sefer Ketzeis HaShulchan, there's a Rav here in Yerushalayim, close to this neighborhood, and he writes how he was walking home with another Adam Chashev, and the Adam Chashev after Meir Friday night, and the Adam Chashev said to him, I'm in a rush because I got to squeeze the grapes. So he said to him, squeeze the grape, it's a deraisa. So the Rav said, what do you mean it's the first Gemara? Adam Seichet Eshkolim Kaddish Olav. So he didn't want you to make the mistakes. He said, Adam Seichet Eshkol on Erev Shabbat, and you drink it Friday night. Okay. So Akopanim, we find here in the Gemara says that it works for Kiddush. Says the Rashba, the Beis Yosef over here in Sim Reish Beis, quotes the Tshuvas of Rashba, that Yayin Toises, which is grape juice, you make a Bari Priya Gafin. What's his raya? From the fact that you can make Kiddush on it, we see you make a Bari Priya Gafin. So the halacha is that we make, and that's why it's Paskin in Simeresh Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, in Hilchas Kiddush, that one makes a Bari Priya Gafin. But let's be misbinding into this. Let's think about it. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah, that Yayin needs to be Sa'ir u'mesameach, needs to be Sa'ir u'mesameach. That's what gives Yayin the bracha by Pir Gafin. Is grape juice mesameach? What is mesameach? What does it mean mesameach? When I'm drinking that wine, why does it have that special bracha? So, okay, so simcha comes from the alcohol contents of it. There's the alcohol contents over here which gets you high, right? Each cup you drink, you're more and more excited. Those barriers break until you're like, high, right? That's the mile of wine. You feel happy. It could go in two directions. It could bring to Hailus or it could bring to Simcha. But it's a certain feeling of freedom, of happiness. I could be who I am. That's Mesameach. So that's the Sameach. Okay, maybe you'll tell me according to the Meiri that the Maskan only says Sa'id. But what's Sa'id? What's the mile of Sa'id? Yesh, I mean, that the Ma'il of Sa'id is also the alcohol contents, which is Yidua, that the alcohol adds more calories. So it's soid. But if you say misameach, what's the misameach? And this could be very negea. Even soid is negea. Is grape juice soid? There's a halacha that kiddush needs to be b'makim su'uda. If I want to drink a revius of grape juice as my su'uda for kiddush, can I be m'kayim kiddush b'makim su'uda with grape juice? The halacha is, coin some sheet, is with wine you could, because wine is sa'id. Is grape juice sa'id? How about berchas amazin? Let's say I drank grape juice, and I said berchas amazin afterwards. So we saw it by tzmarim, which is sa'id. I was yaitza. Am I yaitza berchas amazin on grape juice? Is it sa'id? So it's important for us to figure out if it's sa'id or misameach. So if Shlaim Zalman in Micha Shlaim Simin Dalit, Divrei Maskel Hein Emes, quotes a Rashbam in Bava Basra, where the Rashbam over there says that the Yisod that the Rashbam says is, he's talking about over there a different type of wine, he says, the Seifei Miha Liyos Meshaker, Sheikha. What's mevor in the Rashbam is that I don't need that the yayin is misamech right now. What I need is that the yayin is right to be misamech. It's enough that this has the potential of being misamech. So it comes out that we asked, what's the din of grape juice? The Teretz is, it's Bari Pei HaGofen. It's not Misamech, and possibly it's not even Soid right now. Teretz is, but since it has the potential of being Misamech, that's enough. But what about our grape juice? Our grape juice, which is pasteurized or filled with some sulfites and different things to prevent, to stop the alcohol process, the fermenting process, with to stop it from becoming alcohol. So it doesn't even have the potential. So can I make a Bari Pei HaGofen on that or not? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Afa Pikin, you can make a Bari Pei HaGofen. Because since at one point, before they put in all those sulfites, before they pasteurized it, it had the potential of becoming Misabeach, Lepaka, it doesn't lose the shame yayin from it for Bari Pei HaGofen. I'm not discussing the other halachas that I mentioned. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next year. But for Bari Pei HaGofen, it does not lose the bracha of Bari Pei HaGofen. Still has the, that's right. Still has the chashivas. And the Har Tzvi in Siman Kuf Nun Ches says the same idea. That since it had the potential, doesn't lose it. They say over there, Rav Eliashiv was bothered because he was bothered that the grape juice lost its entire koyach to become alcohol. And therefore he was chelek on this nekuda. Even though you're right, at one point they had the potential to become, but that's not enough. But the emes is, the minig ha'olam is, you make Bari Pei HaGofen on grape juice. And number two, if you speak to the mumchim, even if this pasteurized, it's still possible to get its alcohol back. If you store it in a dark, cool room, and you just leave it there for a while, it'll turn alcohol without spoiling. In a warm room, will turn spoiled before it turns alcohol. And even if you put sulfites in it, there's ways to remove it. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, on grape juice, we do say, Bari Pei HaGofen. What about the other halachas that are negated grape juice? How about the halacha of that yayin is poita samashke? If I make a Bari Pei, if I drink a revius of yayin, or coin, depends on what shita, mali lugmav, or could be even less. If I drink yayin in a suda, I don't have to make a shakal on the other drinks. So the halacha is that if I drink wine in a suda, pat is the shakal on the other drinks. Just like a mitzi pat is the other foods, There's grape juice pater. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next year. I'm just going to end off with one halacha. The halacha is that during the Seuda, if let's say I drink wine during the Seuda, I have a cup of wine during the Seuda, I washed, I'm having a meal, do I need to make a bracha on the schnitzel? No. Do I need to make bracha on the kugel? No. But a cup of wine, I need to make a bari priya gafen. I say bari priya gafen. Do I make a ala gefen afterwards? Berachas amazim patas it. So what's pshat that bracha shayin I make, but ala gefen I don't make. So if we take a look at Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, Sharatzin, Sif Katin Lamed Beis. Sharatzin says as follows, Hatam, the Afgav de Lachar Sudu Veina Yain Shech Sudu Vain, he says, Kamakai, Kivin de Bidin Hoy Roy Levarach Al Yain Berchas Amazin Lechatchila, says, since really, on Yayin you should have to make Berchas Amazin. The Gemara says over here in case of Aruch says, really you should make Berchas Amazin on Yayin. Yayin is very chashiv. It's so'id. But since people are not kaveya, they're suda on Yayin. So therefore, we don't make Berchas Amazin. He says, really, since it's right to make Berchas Amazin on Yayin, el delay kavi in shi suda se layu, kedamrim be Gemara. So Mimele gets patted with the Berchas Amazin, which is the real bracha for it. There's normally an Akavei Yisud on it. Over here you were. So the bracha Rishayna we make is Bari Priya Gafen, because it's Rosh Lekola Mashkin. It's used for Kiddush. It's used for Avdallah. It's a very chash of a mashka. So we make its own bracha. That's Bari Priya Gafen. Mir Tashem, next year we'll continue a little with the different din and the negate to wine and grape juice. And then we'll move on to the next halacha. The next halacha is about fruits. Bari Priya Eitz, Bari Priya Dama, etc. Have a wonderful night.